Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 30th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 7.5 cents at 4.47¾. March wheat up 12 cents at 6.05. And March beans up 24.5 cents at 12.18¾. The corn, March corn put in an outside up key reversal day here today. Made a new contract low, closed over the previous day's high. Granted, we only took out the low by 0.25 cents and only closed 0.25 cents above yesterday's high, but it was pretty impressive action in here. The beans put in an outside up day for the year, so it was kind of a key reversal for the year. Wheat's right back to right at all of the tops of the moving averages here. So hopefully we can follow this turnaround Tuesday with some higher prices tomorrow. Now, I think there's two things going on. First, the market decided to pay attention to the weather in Argentina. The 11 to 14 day forecast calling for hot and dry temps, very few rains, and what rains they'll get will be in the fringe areas. So we had that same forecast yesterday, but the market chose to focus on the bearish news that really came out of China. So we ignored that today, moved higher on the weather. And that's market certainly looks better today. Now, is this anything more than a turnaround Tuesday? I'm hoping so. We've seen these kind of days before, only for the market to give it back within a day or two. But hopefully we'll see higher closes tomorrow. With the funds short as much corn as they are, you got to wonder, how much is enough? Have we exhausted the bear news? I think that's really the big question out here. We pounded these markets relentlessly for the last really 3 weeks out here. And I think, if I were a fund, I wouldn't want to be this short at this time of year. So hopefully we'll see them cover. After today, I've got them short about 265,000 contracts of corn. I've got them short about 30,000 contracts of wheat. I've got them short probably 110,000 beans now. The meal, maybe only about 7,000 or 8,000 short. And the oil, I'd say maybe about 70,000 short. So the big issue is the corn, the beans, and the bean oil out here. So hopefully we'll see more buying here tomorrow. Have these funds take some profits. Now, as I've been saying for quite some time, I don't expect this market to sustain a rally until we see the American farmer have at least 50% of the grain out of their hands. We haven't seen that yet. So can we get a rally here based on fund buying alone? We certainly can. And that could take March corn back up to, $4.95, $5 in that range, Dease corn up to $5.20 to $5.30. And, I think that's certainly possible, but I wouldn't be hesitant to sell some more old crop if we get up to those levels and maybe start looking at some new crop sales as well, because I don't see fundamentally that anything's really changed out here. Even if we lose some of the Argentina corn and bean market production, I just don't think worldwide it's going to make a whole lot of difference. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.